I think it's important, Mr. Deputy Speaker, to understand too the complexity of the South African society, which few of those who have not visited the country can appreciate. I have only had a slight taste of it in a few weeks, and I know that it's an extremely complex situation. South Africa at this moment is very volatile, and it is not unlike a boiling pot. To suddenly take off the lid without turning down the fire would be to risk the escape of a cloud of steam which would scald all of those people of whatever color who are gathered around it. The task which faces Mr. Mandela is to turn down that fire so that successful negotiations can ensue. It is precarious and challenging, and such an undertaking needs the full understanding of members in this House. Now, Mr. Deputy Speaker, I'm in no doubt whatsoever that the Mr. Mandela that I was privileged to meet is equal to that task. He exudes a strength, a calmness, and an authority which is remarkable in a man who has been incarcerated for 27 years. He is astonishingly without bitterness, but remains standing full square behind the principles for which he has sacrificed so much, the principles of a non-racial and democratic South Africa, in which black and white people alike could share equally. It is clear from what he has said since his release that he is a responsible and wise statesperson who is now ready to play his part in steering South Africa into the future, and who knows full well how perilous and inflammable the scenario is.